It's Tuesday, January 12th, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Senator Ted Cruz and Donald Trump are now pretty much neck and neck in the Iowa presidential primary race, according to recent polls. Trump takes 31% to Cruz's 29%, and Senator Marco Rubio clocks in at 15%. Evangelist Franklin Graham told Fox News, "It's now open season on Christians in America. Quote, there now exists deep-seated antagonism and hostility toward Christianity in every seat of power in this nation, government, media, courts, and education," unquote. In the interview, Franklin noted that younger Christian pastors do not understand the gravity of the situation because they are caught up in pop culture. The problems with America, he says, are the failure of the church. Terror knows no limits. ISIS is now killing its own soldiers. Upon losing the city of Ramadi to Iraqi forces, the ISIS forces escaping the city were burned alive by their own armies, according to a Fox News report. Terrorism experts say the group is fracturing from within by paranoia and disunity. An American citizen is being held by the North Korean government for alleged spying. Kim Dong-chul was arrested in October. Meanwhile, the Canadian pastor imprisoned in North Korea has been sentenced to hard labor. The charges against Pastor Lim are vague, although the North Korean state claims that he has spoken against their leaders. Let us remember our brother in chains. Christians in Indonesia are still meeting together, despite the fact that Muslims burned their churches down last month. Christian Today reports they are meeting in blue tents. However, local governments controlled by Sharia law are insisting they take down those tents. According to Father Blasius Yesi, secretary of Sablago Diocese, they are hoping for an intervention from the national government so as to guarantee their freedom of worship. Acts 7:48-49 says, "However, the Most High does not live in houses made by human hands. As the prophet says, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool." The Catholic Pope has released a new video in which he claims that, quote, many are seeking God or meeting God in different ways. In this range of religions, there is only one certainty that we have for all. We are all children of God, unquote. In light of this, Pope Francis calls for collaboration and dialogue between religions. But Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me." John 14:6. The Worldview spoke to a Christian missionary working with Muslims in the Middle East.
And Jesus said, "No one comes to the Father except by me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the door." So he's not just a door. He is the one and only door. And the apostles got the message very clearly. For there is no other way provided through which we might be saved.
This pastor says the Islam God is very different from the God of the Old and New Testaments.
The God of the Bible is the true living God, is the only God revealed and manifested as self-giving. Our God is not waiting for us to give things to him. He gives himself to us.
The rock and roll pioneer David Bowie has met his maker at 69 years of age after an 18-month bout with cancer. Bowie promoted bisexuality and homosexuality in the 1970s, although he married twice and fathered two children. In 2003, he called himself, quote, almost an atheist, unquote. David Byrne from Talking Heads described Bowie's music as, quote, glamorous, perverse, crass, and confusing, unquote. This is the end of the matter. All has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment, with every hidden thing, whether it is good or whether it is evil. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. Surrogacy will be tested in California courts. A surrogate mother carrying triplets was asked to abort one of the embryos by the man who hired her. She refused and has appealed the case, claiming the state's surrogacy law as unconstitutional. The mother, Melissa Cook, has offered to adopt one of the children. The City Council in Lake Charles, Louisiana, has voted to add the words "In God We Trust" to police cars in their district. At least two other Louisiana communities have done the same thing recently. Indeed, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, January 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.